forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Second hour coming up. And before I go back to my guest and the Jeff, I want to remind everybody we're in a pledge drive here. We're making some progress, folks. We've still got some bills to catch up on. You guys have been doing a good job. I'm asking the listeners who have not yet donated to dig down a little bit, send us a donation. All right, send it to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You want to go online, click PayPal at republicbroadcasting.org, make a donation, or you can just call Sandra or Julie and say, I'd like to make a donation at 800-724-2719. We're making a comeback, folks, but we still have a ways to go, so stick with us. You know how good you feel after you've made a donation to a good cause? All right. Back to my guest, Marilyn Barnwell, and Jeff in Missouri. Okay.
You know, and about the donations, I'm guilty of not sending you all any money, and
shame
I apologize.
On you, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you.
You know, it really is folks need to sacrifice, because very few platforms are available nowadays to people such as ourselves, and this is a very important network, especially covering Ed and Elaine Brown and what's going on in the Patriot movement.
The thing is that I'm, you know, when I was a listener to RBN before I came on the air, you know, I was guilty of it as well. Is the thing is, you know, blah, and it's good, and somebody else will do it, and so forth. And that's the mindset you have. And then you say, well, I'm going to do it, but then you don't get around to it. The thing is,
if we could all just send in $20, could that do?
Exactly. If all of the listeners send in $20, they would be out of the heat, okay? And it's not a question of them getting into it by their own, their own mismanagement. It's a question of them getting out of it with circumstances that were out of their control.
Well, the devil's going to try to tear down whatever is working against him. Simple as that.
Yeah, but again, as I say, we're making progress. I myself put a Band-Aid on a situation because I had a lot of faith in my listeners out there, and some of them come through, and some of them, like you, Jeff, didn't.
Forgive me, brother. Forgive me.
But anyway, okay, listen.
Yeah, I mean, as far as calling Congress, which, you know, I believe it does have some effect, but is it going to stop the train from barreling down the tracks?
I mean, well, Jeff, I can tell you one thing, that there was so much trouble that resulted from 108-2 that senators were literally taken off guard by the public outrage. And Hatch, Kennedy, Harkin, and Inslee went on the record stating that they did not interpret this to mean in any way that it was in that 108-2 was going to take away access to vitamins and minerals and other supplements from Americans. The problem is they didn't change the language, but it did upset them enough. They evidently heard a lot over 108-2. But the problem was you didn't hear anything from the media about it, and so nobody knew about it until after the fact. Well, here we got a chance with 1561 to do something before it gets done.
Well, and you're not going to hear anything from the media, obviously. Look at the drug companies who sponsor the news and the pharmaceuticals.
Well, you know, it goes beyond that. Yeah. If you go to the congressional record in March of 1959, Congressman Oscar Calloway, a Texas Democrat, said that in 1910, wealthy bankers and industrialists bought the controlling interest in 179 newspapers.
Amen.
All right, guys.
Hey, I'll bail. Thanks for faith, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Got to go to a break. Stick with me, Marilyn. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. Then we got a long segment coming up. We can chat here, okay? Michael Herzog, live from Round Rock, Texas, CN3. Stick with us. It gets better.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and there's my Dixie Chicks. Love them so. Got my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell, with me. She is talking to us about Codex, and I'm going to open the phone lines up again. It's 800-313-9443. And Marilyn, I wanted to mention to you, it just amazed me. I've had a guy on my show that, his name's Lindsay Williams. I don't know whether you've heard of him or not, that has actually walked with the elite, the people that make the rules in the world. And this term that you use in this article, buzzword, harmonizing, and it makes it sound so nice.
Yeah,
that they are harmonizing our, our alternative medicines and our herbs and our vitamins to make it cohesive with the rest of the world.
Well, yeah, interestingly, I was just looking at this in my notes, that paragraph 4.2 of CAFTA. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Parties, the United States is one of the parties, shall ensure that their laws, now this just isn't food, buddy, that their laws, regulations, and administrative procedures are consistent with this agreement. The rights and obligations under this agreement are the same for all parties, whether federal or unitary states, including the different levels and branches of government. Now, CAFTA, basically, Codex is the first step that they have of that they're taking to implement and exercise this power that CAFTA gave them. CAFTA, in my opinion, basically invites the North American Union.
And that's just one leg of the octopus.
That's just one leg of the octopus.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not an octopus. It's a Medusa. We've already established that. Yes, but, you know, I wanted to, I mean, the buzzwords that they use, and they always come up with something that makes it sound so good. You know,
two-part harmony, right?
Yeah, it's and in fact, when they on the one hand, I mean, it's, you know, it goes into the same thing as their legislation, you know, the Patriot Act,
yeah,
which makes
yeah.
it sound like if you're, you know, if you're patriot, it'll be okay. If you're not a patriot and you're against the act, then you're, or, you know, if you're against the act, you're not a patriot.
Right.
But they use these words to make you think that they're passing something that's good for everybody. The No Child Left Behind. Bill,
yeah.
Right? And if you go in and read the bill and the draconian legislation in there, you know, it's nothing. It's the exact opposite of what they want you to think it is. You know, I want to take a few minutes and talk about Mr. Gross Klaus here, okay?
Yeah, he's something. He is something, this guy.
Well, I want to, you know, I took an article, I took a little clip out of one of the articles here. Let me read this to you, okay? It says, Dr. Gross Klaus, chairman of the CAC and anti-nutrition chairman of the pivotal Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, had the delegate from India bodily removed during a November 2003 meeting. One of these.
He denies that he did that. And by the way, he is the chairman of the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. He's not the CAC chairman, the Codex Alimentarius Committee chairman.
Okay, well, let me continue. It says, the delegate's crime, insisting on discussing the inclusion of the CCNFSDU-approved material in baby formula, which could kill 10% of newborns in his country. After the delegate was forcibly removed, Dr. Gross Klaus nonchalantly declared the issue approved by consensus. Now,
yeah.
Consensus has never been carefully defined. It seems that, according to Codex Alimentarius, consensus is achieved when everybody agrees, everyone has been heard from, or there is no sustained opposition. While that sounds good, the problem is that there is no democracy in the process. It is important to note that the chairman can prevent a delegate from being heard by deliberately refraining from turning on a delegate's microphone.
Yeah. I mean, this guy defines the word arrogance. He truly does. He is, you know, as well as being the chairman of the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, he is also the director of BFR, which is the Federal Institute for Risk Assessment.
Right.
A German federal agency.
Uh-huh.
It's not a private corporation. But that's what they're going to be using to determine the safe levels of vitamins. So I mean, you talk about a conflict of interest.
Well, yeah, this guy, he owns the company that determines.
He's the director of the Federal Institute for Risk Assessment. But, the FDA. See, what 1082 did was create this institute called the Reagan-Udall Foundation for the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the congressman, I was reading a series of emails and so on, and this congressman is telling this constituent who's asking him about it that, oh, no, this is a private institute, the language and all, it's safe, utilizing the critical path initiative. And this guy had to tell him, he says, excuse me, Senator, did you read the bill? The board of directors is composed of the commissioner of the FDA, the director of the National Institutes of Health, the director, and just goes through all government agencies. And these are the people who are going to be monitoring this independent Reagan-Udall Foundation to determine the right levels of vitamins.
It's unbelievable. But there's one more sentence. It says, it tickles me. It says that it's important to note that the chairman can prevent a delegate from being heard by deliberately refraining from turning on his microphone. But
yeah, that's awful.
And continuing, so if the chairman does not like what is being said, he can flip a switch or refrain from flipping it in the first place, and that will be that. This guarantees that there is no sustained opposition if the chairman does not want there to be any opposition.
That's right. I mean, I have never heard a better definition of tyranny. How else can you define it? You know, he's the guy who said, too, that nutrients, he declared that nutrients are toxins. He said this in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And instituted the use of toxicology, this risk assessment thing of which he is the chairman, to prevent nutrients from having any impact on humans who take supplements.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier in the program, our congressmen and senators tell America, and you know, you call in to the congressional office, and they tell us that the codex is a non-issue, and you don't see it anywhere on the news, the controlled media, so. So anything that gets done, it's just like when Jeff called in. And by the way, the lines are still open, folks, 800-313-9443. When Jeff called in, he said, well, you know, there's really nothing you can do about it. But I disagree with Jeff because there is, and you know, our station, RBN, is a testament to that. We have done this so many times. Are you familiar with the hate crimes legislation?
Yes, I am a little bit, not in depth, but
okay,
yes.
Well, Ted.
I mean, you know, you don't dare say anything because your butt may end up in jail tonight.
Well, if they get this legislation through, and Reverend Ted Pike has been the Paul Revere of the radio waves, if you will, since 1998. I mean, they've been lambasting us with this every year, year after year. The ADL is, you know, a proponent of it, sponsored by the B'nai B'rith. And we have successfully, and I say we, I'm talking about, you know, stations like RBN, and there's other networks out there that promote this, and they put Ted Pike on the program. But it does work. We lambaste these congressmen and senators with so many phone calls that they literally have to turn their phones off. They can't take it. And so, you know, in respectfully to Jeff, this has happened, just in the last couple of weeks with Ron Paul. You know, they were going to kick him out of the debates.
Yeah.
And we got
I was one of the people who sent to Fox and to everybody else and said, wait a minute.
You know? Well, you know, you're a member of the AFTF, right? You told me
yes.
That?
Yeah.
Yes. And remember we got that email from him talking about they were going to kick him out of the debates, and then they gave us in the email, they gave us every website for Fox email addresses. Do you remember that?
Yes, I did. I wrote to every one of them.
Right, and did you notice that the only one that was not – the only one that I wrote to that came back, Mailer Damon, where you couldn't – you know, it came back as undeliverable, was Hannity and Combs.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, now mine got through. I didn't get – oh, no, wait. I think you're right.
Isn't that interesting? And these same two – well, gentlemen, if you want to call Hannity a gentleman.
Neoconservative Mr. Hannity.
Well, yeah. If these same two individuals who would not even accept the emails were on there interviewing. Did you watch the debate last Tuesday night?
Yeah, I did. I watched the interviews, too, and I could not believe Sean Hannity. I could not believe him.
Well, he...
Talk about unbiased reporting, please. Fair and balanced. Uh-huh.
He is half of the reason I threw my TV out.
I can't watch it.
No, I got so mad at that guy on a couple of different occasions, I almost stuck my foot through the TV and I said, that's it. And so I gave it away, gave my TV away. And then I, you know, when I came onto the network here, I said, well, you know, I mean, I was on here for, and I thought, well, I gotta get another TV just to see what the other side does. And I'm telling you, it's all I can do to watch that guy. And not only that, but when you're talking about propaganda, you're talking about the subliminal messages and so forth. They've got the right and the left, which, you know, I don't know what your political views are, but it's really a false paradigm. And they've
I'm
got...
about 10 steps to the right of the Sheriff of Nottingham.
All right. Well, that's good. you've got the little cutesy Sean Hannity. All right. Little cutesy tootsy. And then you've got the nerdy looking Combs. Okay. And that's
right.
By design. You know, they want the Democrat to look nerdy, and they want the cutesy Republican to look professional and, you know, desirable, if you will. But that guy, he's nauseous. I mean, I can't stand to watch him because he's got...
Have you read Bill Kristol's father's book on neoconservatism? Excellent book.
No, I haven't, but let's hold with that thought. We've got to go to a break, and we'll come back, take some calls, 800-313-9443. As soon as I stop putting out the number, they'll call in, Marilyn. They do it all the time. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back. Mike Herzog, American Awakening. Come a little bit closer and listen to what Marilyn Barnwell has to say here. We're on the subject of William Crystal's father, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
Did you say, did you ask me a question about William Crystal's father? Did I read
right.
Yeah.
Irving Crystal, I believe, is his name.
Okay.
And he is the one who authored the book about neoconservatism. I believe that's the name of the book, Michael. And it is gives you a very interesting insight into the neoconservative movement.
Well, now, I haven't read that book, but I have gotten, I think, what is a pretty good insight into the neoconservative movement by reading the PNAC documents.
Have you? No, I haven't. Sorry. No,
you haven't read those?
No, I haven't.
You haven't read the Project for a New American Century or Rebuilding America's Defenses?
No.
Signed by a whole list of neocons? It gives you the mental perspective of who these people are and where they're going. But you know, at any rate, this book is it's called Neoconservatism.
Yeah.
It's basically, I don't know, would I call it the Hegelian dialectic or
it's very Gramscian. See, basically, I think that the neoconservatives began to understand that Gramsci, Antonio Gramsci, who was born about 1920, I think, and he went to Russia to study communism under Stalin when Stalin first started.
Mm-hmm.
And his philosophies, he wrote 33 books, and the liberals have been using Gramscian philosophy for a long time, and that's where you look someone in the eye and tell them freedom of speech is the most important thing, and we all have to fight for our First Amendment rights while you're doing everything like sponsoring hate crime legislation to curtail freedom of speech.
Right. I mean, if you can, you know, that's called being an actor. And you know, I think I mentioned this on my show the other day, that I think the reason that actors, when they get too older, they feel like they've outgrown it or they burn out in acting, such as Arnold Schwarzenegger or Ronald Reagan the wrestler up in Minnesota, they turn to politics, because the truth of the matter is that the actors in Hollywood aren't the best actors. The best actors are the actors that are in politics, because these are the people that can look you straight in the face, and they can not only look you straight in the face, but they can convince you that white is black and black is white. There's a certain talent to do that, but there's a certain psychopathy, if you will, in being able to do that, because you have to have no conscience.
That's right, which is why I say it is malignant energy. It eats up anything good in its path, just like a malignant tumor does.
And so their perspective really, Marilyn, is that, and I've tried to get my hands around this, they would actually, for the normal human being, which is a loving, caring, just wants, you know, to raise their family and be comfortable and so forth and to, you know, love their children, they are literally almost the exact opposite of us.
They are exact opposites. You're exactly right.
And there's a now I had a lady on my show a couple weeks ago, Laura Knight Jadzik, which was we were on the subject of psychopathy, if you will, psychopaths, megalomaniacs, and she told me that yes, indeed, the reason that these people are the way they are is because they have no conscience, and they struggle for power. And money.
Well, and you know why? Interestingly, I did a series of two articles on why it has taken 200 years for this kind of mindset to set in. In America, I assume have you gotten the Alexander Tyler, the Scottish professor, email about the 7 or 8 cycles of freedom?
No, but I'm sure that you'll tell me how to get that. I'll put it on my list of the 8 million volumes of stuff that I have to read here.
Well, this is actually, the email is mistaken in that they call him Tyler. When I wrote this article, I called the University of Edinburgh to you know, validate. His name is Tytler, T-Y-T-L-E-R. And he says that we go from bondage to spiritual faith.
Mm-hmm.
From spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty,
mm-hmm.
from liberty to abundance,
mm-hmm.
from abundance to complacency.
Ah, yes, I see.
From complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. He says this is a 200-year cycle that has always occurred with every democracy in history.
That's fascinating. Now let me digest this here. Bondage to faith,
right.
And then faith to courage,
to great courage. Yeah.
Then to liberty,
right.
And that holds true. And if you go down through the annals of history, for the 25th time, I was sitting at home Saturday night and watched Braveheart for the 25th time or whatever. And it's
right.
and you go back all through the years, and I'm talking about in every overthrow of any government. And then there's an element, and this is what I stress to people all the time, is, you go around, you listen to these dumbed-down Americans that are, drinking a six-pack, watching TV, and they think they live in a free country.
Well,
go ahead.
Democracy is kind of, we were founded as a republic for a reason, and that's because a democracy is two wolves and a lamb discussing
voting
on what to have for dinner
right.
that
well,
night.
This is going to get good here, so let's take a break, because we're going to go into all kinds of avenues on this one. So stick with us. We'll be back in 3. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell. See you in 3. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Marilyn Barnwell. And we went from talking about codecs to solving the world's problems here. So let's invite Mark into the conversation from Alabama. Mark, you're with Marilyn Michael. Go ahead. Mark.
Good afternoon, Mike and Marilyn. Marilyn just hit on one of my favorite quotes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government.
That's right.
It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse of the public treasury. From that time on, the majority always votes for the candidates that are promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations has been 200 years. And then it goes into the part that these nations have progressed through the sequence from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back again into bondage. And that is generally attributed to Sir Alex Fraser Tytler, a Scottish
Alexander Fraser
historian.
Tytler, that's right.
Right, yeah. You're just repeating. You're just verifying what Marilyn said.
Yeah.
But I have a question for both you guys, okay? Now, I grew up in school, pledging allegiance to the American flag and to the republic for which they stand. Yet, and I remember when I was a small child, when I would see political speeches, of course, I didn't understand what they were talking about. But they would refer to our country as a republic. And at some point in time, they changed that over to a democracy.
Right, the democracy. You know that song.
What's that?
The battle hymn of the democracy. You know,
people
heard that.
Yeah.
But no, that's true. Somewhere back in the 50s, they started using the word democracy as opposed to, and in truth, if you go back and start looking at where all the problems started, it's when they started referring to the United States as a democracy instead of a republic.
Right.
Well, that was, I'm assuming that had to be by design, that they,
absolutely,
you know, the higher up powers that be and the puppet, you know, politicians that were, you know, carrying out their orders, you know, they at some point in time said, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to say republic. We're going to change that and say democracy. And the public at large didn't even get it. You know, if you ask the average American, if this is a republic or a democracy, they will say it's a democracy. They don't
That's
even
right.
know what the word means.
They don't know the difference. And I'll leave you with this. I've heard it summed up. The difference between a democracy and a republic is a democracy is basically just gang rape.
Well, all right, before you leave me here,
okay.
Jeff and Marilyn, now, in the 50s, and this is going to show our age here, they were referring to it as a republic, and it switched over to democracy. Well, the thing is that we don't even know when the switch was made. I mean, the people that are educated and are awake, they know what the difference is. But as we all know, that this is actually transcended from a democracy into, for lack of a better word, a fascist state with some of this legislation that Bush
right.
has signed.
Okay, absolutely.
But and so at what point do they tell us, or they're not going to ever tell us that we're living in a fascist state?
No.
But we have gone from a republic to a fascist state over a period of the last 50 years, and according to the average American in a poll of 8 out of 10, they'll say we live in a free country. That's...
Well, you know, one of the interesting things, Michael, that I think a lot of Americans are not aware of, and I found this out while I was researching a fiction novel I'm writing at the moment, that Marx and Engels looked at the word socialism. Now, we think in terms of socialism as being a form of government.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at it as being the form of government to move a capitalist society to a communist society.
Absolutely, yep.
Yep, that's exactly the way they looked at it.
Okay, so if you had to pick a word, and before you leave me, Mark, and you're in on this contest as well here, Marilyn,
okay.
If you had to pick a word that would best describe the political state of this United States of America, which would it be? Would it be socialist? Would it be fascist? Would it be totalitarian? Would it be democracy? Which one would it be?
It would be kind of a combination of socialism and fascism because I think
right.
we're in between stages right now. I think they're moving with Codex, with the North American Union, with all of it. They're moving from fascism into communism, literally. But they're using socialism to do it.
I would say that's absolutely correct. There's such a mishmash of so many different ocracies or isms going on that if you take a good, long, hard look at communitarianism, which...
another big buzzword.
Yeah, communitarianism really encompasses all of those aspects of governmental control or forms of government, at least in my opinion. And so many people, when you say fascism, they think of Hitler. Well, that was Mussolini's catchphrase, so to speak. And,
right.
And fascism really is nothing more than corporatism or corporatocracy. And really, you talk about Codex Alimentarius, talk about nailing the corporatism or the fascist fish to the board in order to clean it. Yeah, I hate to use that euphemism, but if you're going to skin a catfish, you first nail him to a board and then you dress him out. And that's what's happening to the United States. We're being gutted.
Well, and they're doing it in the frog method, you know, of putting the frog in cool water and then heating it a little at a time so the frog doesn't know it's being boiled until he's too weak to get out of the water.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
At what point does this is going to be probably a stupid question, but at what point does the American public go, whoa, wait a minute here. I thought we lived in a republic, and now I'm finding out that I can't go down to the grocery store. As a matter of fact, I read an article the other day where there was a reporter that was interviewing somebody and in Hawaii, as a matter of fact. And he got accosted by the police for simply doing an interview with a camera.
Yeah, I read that same article.
Yeah, and so at what point does the American public finally wake up and go, wait a minute, enough is enough here? And so I guess that would come into play, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, that would come into play where we have reached the we're in the middle, the stages between dependence and bondage again. Would that be
that's right?
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
how many people are totally dependent on the United States government for everything every day? You say you're in your 50s. I'm 70.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've had the pleasure of the Medicare experience.
Well, do we even want to go there? I mean, you know,
No, we don't.
I spent 5 years, you know, being a trustee for my mother's estate because she passed away, you know, with Alzheimer's disease. And some of the atrocities, and of course I spent 18 years in the insurance business as well, and I'm very familiar with what Medicare was, you know, back then. And what fascinates me about that is that the actual Medicare, the benefits itself, they will pay all of your hospital stay with the exception of a deductible. You know this, Marilyn. However, they have implemented legislation that for every specific illness that you have, you only have an allotted amount of days in the hospital and they kick you out.
That's right.
And so, you know, what used to, if you would go in for a heart bypass 25 years ago, let's say, and you'd be in the hospital for, you know, 3 weeks or a month, now I believe they've got you out in, what is it, 8 days maybe?
Yeah, less than that, actually.
And if you're not ready to leave, they'll put you into an extended care facility or a nursing home to recuperate. They won't let you stay there.
Yeah, that's what I had, a hip replacement, and that's exactly what they did. I was there 5 days, and I was in a nursing home for 8 days.
Oh, my. All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks a lot for hanging with me, buddy. Okay?
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
All right. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on with Michael in Maryland.
Yes. Hello, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You're having this discussion a minute ago about the republic, democracy,
and
all
that. Yeah,
I know.
We're supposed to be talking about Codex, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, you know, I got some books from back in the pre- and post-World War II, and it was kind of a combination after World War II that there were some essays that were written that still used the word democracy or started using democracy, and some of them were still using republic. So it clearly came post-World War II. But I have this to offer. It's more or less, it's a combination of fascism, communism, and Nazism.
Okay.
And you know, we can even go back before that. You know, they had the Nazi Party, the National Socialist Party, they had their 28 points. But if you study those 28 points, they were exactly what FDR's New Deal was. So, you know, they were already drifting in that direction back then at post-depression and everything. And one last thing is these neocons, everybody seems to forget that they were all the Trotskyites in the 60s and 70s. They were clearly communists. And now the communists have seized control. So
right. They were sitting back on the back burner and gathering support behind the scenes.
Yes.
Well, and one of the things I wanted to add, because to the timing, you know, in 1913, Woodrow Wilson wrote a book called The New Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of the short quotes from it. Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the U.S. in the field of commerce and manufacturing are afraid of somebody, are afraid of something. They know there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. That was 1913.
Yeah, I've heard that phrase before.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes. Yeah. One other thing, too, you mentioned something about William Crystal's father had written a book. There was another one, some guy named Potterts, I believe is his name, and he used to be the editor of some, for lack of a better term, a neoconservative thing. This was back in, seems to me it was back in the 1930s, and he's considered the grandfather in the neocons, and that's where William Crystal Sr. got a lot of his ideas and then passed them on to his son. So we can trace this back to, you know, the migration of the Eastern Europeans, the Russian Europeans here in the post 1880s into this country, people like Frankfurter that had come over here, set up the Frankfurt Institute, and then they became professors at all the big universities and started pushing their communism. We saw the culmination of that in the Vietnam War in the 1960s because they were well established, and being that they were tenured professors, then they were able to start indoctrinating all the people that were going to become teachers. And all those things. So, and then you see, oh, you know, you got people like Abby Hoffman and Jerry Rubin that, what, Jerry Rubin's book, Do It, they were able to publish 100,000 copies of it and distribute it all to all the universities in time for all these anti-war protests. So they were well entrenched here. The communists were in the 1930s, and that's what we've got nowadays.
Mm. Any comments on that, Marilyn?
Well, you know, I was just thinking in terms of I'm old enough to remember when back in the, it was either the late 40s or the early 50s, that the University of Colorado, there was a big to-do because the professorial staff refused to take the Pledge of Loyalty. And I look at the Ward Churchills of the world and say, well, no wonder, you know. You couldn't have a more logical result than a Ward Churchill at an educational institution where they won't even make the staff swear an oath of loyalty.
Hmm. Wow. Okay, we're running a little short of time, Mike. Listen, I appreciate your thoughts, okay?
You bet.
And have a good one, man. I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, you're on with Michael in Maryland.
Hi. Marilyn, what's your last name?
Barnwall.
Okay. I find that you're very well spoken. The push by Codex, I think, is going to cover water because yeah. Codex does include anything that is taken by mouth. Could you comment on that?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that. But then again, you're getting back to CAFTA putting the FDA in charge, or 1082, I'm sorry, putting the FDA in charge of determining amounts so we can continue to have the poisonous fluoride in our water.
Well, isn't there a recent move to cover oxygenated water or water?
I heard about that about 2 months ago that started.
Is it oxygenated or is it just any kind of water to stop dehydration? Well, that's what water does anyway. Any kind of water will do that.
Well, that makes sense to me, but, you know, the bureaucrats that are involved in this, there are like 50 committees that are part of Codex. Hey. By the way, I love Philadelphia. I used to consult for Philadelphia National Bank, and I love it there.
Well, it's got its ups and downs, but is there any way to attend a committee meeting where are they held, in Geneva?
They are held either in Rome or they were held in Germany for a while, but I think they're either held in Rome or London.
Oh, and who was allowed in? Who was allowed to be spectators of these meetings?
I don't think they allow spectators. Do you, Michael?
I have no idea. I'm sitting here lost in this conversation saying, my, boy, have I got a lot to learn. Keep those books coming in.
I've seen some footage of it. I've seen some very autocratic leaders there. I think there was a woman, a female leader who was completely, wouldn't let anyone with an opposite opinion speak. So you are correct as far as the way they run these meetings. That's all I wanted to say.
The guy who chairs the the food supplement part of it is he is the most arrogant man. Just looking at his statements, you sit and say, how can anyone be that narcissistic?
That's Grossclaws, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a narcissist.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. Fred. All right. Have a good day. Listen,
thanks,
you know, we've circumvented the gamut here, and I wanted to ask you. You know, let's go back to Codex for a second, okay?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the herbs, the whole thing. It encompasses all of it. Is this inclusive in your research of colloidal silver as well?
Oh yeah,
it is.
I mean, going to what your Philadelphia caller just said, it includes water. Anything that goes in your mouth.
Anything that goes in your mouth. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. Coming up on the final segment. Stick with me, Marilyn. And I apologize profusely. I've been mispronouncing your name. You should have stopped me and slapped
me. That's okay. Everybody calls a barn.
All right. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us for the final segment.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Back, final segment, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Marilyn Magruder-Barnwall. How's that?
hey, you, just like you couldn't hit the side of a barn wall.
There it is. I'm telling you right now. Okay, but, you know, what we're talking about here, the colloidal silver issue. So they're going to, you know, I have a quick story. I, being 57 years old and not taking really good care of myself for the last couple of years, and I'll admit that, you know, because I used to work out. And then I met this woman and I fell apart. So,
but, well, that happened.
Yeah, I know. But at any rate, I was listening to a late night show on RBN one night, and this guy was on here talking about colloidal silver. And, you know, I couldn't hardly get off the couch. I just didn't have any energy. So the guy happened to be in Phoenix where I live, and I went out and bought some of it. And I started taking it about, oh, I don't know, 10 days later or so. I just started running around like a crazy man. I wanted to vacuum the ceiling. You know, and it felt like, and still does feel like, you know, that I've just worked out after I take it. And I'm now on some supplemental products that are just amazing, and I'm losing weight, and I'm doing all this stuff. And what really aggravates me, Marilyn, is that they are attempting to take this away from us, and it reminds me of where I was this time last year with no energy. Yeah. And not only is that, you know, it's a draconian in their legislation, but it's so unfair to people who just try to take care of themselves, you know?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And I have a doctor friend, by the way, here in western Colorado who makes his own colloidal silver. He's a retired MD. And it does, it just is amazing that anyone can just try. They aren't trying. I guess we need to eliminate that word. They are taking control of our access to vitamins and supplements. And you know, Michael, you can either be reactive in life or you
proactive.
Can be proactive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have become a nation of reactive people who complain after the fact instead of doing something before it happens. Mm-hmm. And I do hope that your listeners will call their congressional representatives and say no.
Well,
on 1561.
I'm not through with this issue. I've got, you know, and thank you to you. I've got Dr. Myatt coming up next week. I'm going to ride this into the ground because they're not taking my supplements away from me. And the supplements that I have, I promote as well because I want everybody to feel as good as I feel. At any rate,
I need to say two things to you. Do I have time?
You got a quick minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you watch Jericho, Michael?
I watched it last year. I watched it on the internet. Okay.
Well, the reason I say, as you were talking and people, your network, wouldn't it be wonderful if the people in Jericho had your network?
Oh, absolutely.
That's all I could. That was one of the things that came to mind. And the other thing is this: I want to invite you to come over to the Pro Second Amendment Committee meeting here in western Colorado and broadcast from here. They give out prizes every year to elementary, junior, and senior high school students, most of whom, by the way, are homeschooled.
They're not going to give me a prize?
Well, I'm sure they would. I'll buy you a steak.
When is this coming up?
Can still eat steak. They just finished it, so it's like the spring of every year.
Okay. Well, let's stay in touch on that, okay?
I will. I'd love it.
All right. Hey, listen, I thank you so much for coming on, Marilyn. It's been a pleasure, okay?
My pleasure.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Marilyn Magruder Barnwall, ladies and gentlemen, expert on Codex. Well, it's the end of a Monday, and it's Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report with Mr. John Stadtmiller, who happens to be sitting across the table from me right now. And we're going to switch positions in just a minute, so stick with us. Be back in two.
It's true.